Welcome to the Alphabetics of Health, your twice-a-week resource of natural health topics for people on the go. This is a free service from Sherry Jakes, Morgan Jenkins, Jerry Tribble, and myself, Joan Kasich. We're all certified natural health professionals, and the information we provide does not replace any medical advice you may receive from your medical doctor or your health care provider. We provide these topics at 6:30 on Tuesdays and 12 noon on Thursdays. You may also hear these recordings at www.dimensionsofhealth.net, or you may receive them directly from me upon request. My email address is joan@herbspecialist.com. Also, most of the products that we refer to in these talks are from Nature's Sunshine, the top quality provider of herbs for over 39 years. Our topic today is overcoming osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is a condition in which bones become fragile and are more likely to break. If not prevented or if left untreated, osteoporosis can progress painlessly until a bone breaks. These broken bones, also known as fractures, occur typically in the hip, spine, and wrist, but any bone can be affected. Here's a few statistics. Osteoporosis affects about 28 million Americans over the age of 50, mostly women. You may have seen elderly women with what is called the Dowager hump. This is caused by compression of the spine. Close to 1.2 million bone fractures in the United States each year are related to osteoporosis. 50,000 people die each year from post-fracture complications. As many as one-fifth of the people suffering from osteoporosis end up in a nursing home. Clearly, osteoporosis is not something to ignore. So, what causes osteoporosis? In most cases, osteoporosis is caused by a lifetime of poor dietary and lifestyle choices. One of them is eating too many acid-forming foods like soda pop, high amounts of meat and grains without a lot of fruits and vegetables to balance the acidity. Also, high sugar consumption contributes to high acid in the body. When you are overly acid, your body pulls minerals like calcium and magnesium from your bones to alkalize your body by maintaining a healthy pH balance. Long-time use of steroids will also wipe out bone density. Extreme hormonal imbalance will also create havoc too. Another cause is low magnesium and, believe it or not, high calcium intake. There are a couple of explanations as to why this can lead to osteoporosis. And here's a little bit of information for you. Magnesium suppresses the hormone called calcitonin. And this hormone tells your body to pull calcium from the bone so that you do not lose so much bone. Another explanation is this. Western countries have a high intake of dairy products, so the average calcium intake is about 1,000 milligrams. There is 6 to 8 times more calcium than magnesium in dairy. So there is a low magnesium intake. Rates of osteoporosis are lowest in cultures where the ratio of calcium to magnesium is between 2 parts calcium to 3 parts magnesium. So this is a very important point for you to remember, that high calcium intake can cause osteoporosis. Another cause is an imbalance of DHEA and cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone produced when there's a lot of stress. It will pull calcium from the bones. Cortisol and the hormone DHEA balance each other like a teeter-totter. If one is too high, the other is low. So one of the best ways to keep your levels of cortisol low is to make sure you are taking plenty of DHEA so that its levels are high. Another cause is low vitamin D levels. Vitamin D helps the body to absorb calcium. Alternative medical doctors recommend that you take about 5,000 units per day. So, now that you know a little bit of what may cause osteoporosis, how can you overcome it? One of the best ways is to make basic lifestyle changes, and I've listed 7 different ones. First, stop drinking soft drinks, soda pop. Reduce your consumption of dairy products, or if you are going to take dairy products, make sure you're taking extra magnesium when you do so. Increase your magnesium intake, reduce your stress, get more sun, and increase your vitamin D intake, eat more green foods, and do weight-bearing exercises. Weight-bearing exercise, whether it's walking, doing squats or push-ups, or working out with weights, will help to increase the density of your bones. Also, Nature's Sunshine has some great products to help keep your bones strong and rebuild them if need be. If you include Nature's Sunshine products in your daily regimen, you can have a great big difference in overcoming osteoporosis. And so I'm going to go through several of my favorite products. Choice number one is a product called Skeletal Strength. Skeletal Strength is an alkalizer and a mineralizer. The ratio of calcium to magnesium is 50-50 or 1-1. And much of the content comes from herbs like horsetail stems, parsley, papaya, pineapple, valerian, and licorice. There is even hydrochloric acid to make sure that you absorb these minerals easily. So when you do have Skeletal Strength in your arsenal, add to that another product called Magnesium Complex. And if you add Magnesium Complex to your Skeletal Strength, you will then get the 2-3 ratio that is recommended. That is 2 parts of calcium to 3 parts of magnesium. Magnesium Complex contains magnesium citrate and magnesium malate, both of which are easily absorbed by the body. Choice number 3 would be vitamin D3. This is derived from the fat of sheep from New Zealand, so it is a very pure source. D3 helps with bone mineralization and is a must on every program, osteoporosis or not. Choice number 4 would be a wonderful Chinese formula called KBC. I recommend the TCM or traditional Chinese medicine formula as it's a concentrate. K from the KBC stands for the kidney, and B stands for the bone. In Chinese medicine, the kidneys build the bone. This formula especially strengthens the spine, the connective tissues, and also helps the bladder. To help with balancing the hormones, since most women over 50 can get osteoporosis, I recommend a Dr. John Christopher formula called C-X. It contains Don Quai, Blessed Thistle, Licorice Root, Eleuthero Root, Sarsaparilla, Black Cohosh, Squaw Vine, and False Unicorn. Choice number 6 would be adrenal support. Your adrenals sit on top of your kidneys and control your fight or flight mechanism. In this day and age, we all need to be on a product that can help strengthen our adrenals. There are many vitamins and glandulars in this product to help your minerals get assimilated. DHEA is another one for men and for women both. And what DHEA does is increase your energy. This is a hormone produced by the adrenals. And after we get into our 60s, this particular hormone does diminish. So this would be a very good hormone for helping the body to build up the bone. So, along with a good, healthy lifestyle, your bones should be nice and strong into your 90s. with eating good sources of protein, great vegetables, and wonderful fruits. Okay, so now I'm going to come out of lecture mode and open it up to questions. So let me just do that right now. Here I am. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm now off of lecture mode, and I was wondering, is there anybody that has any questions for me?
No, but I do have something I wanted to add.
Oh, great. Hi,
this is Morgan. Hi. I know I kind of came in late, so did you mention anything about gallbladder removal and the risks that can happen from that?
No. Would you like to share with us your thoughts about that?
Sure. Going back to your last class on gallbladders, I have found that people are at a higher risk for osteoporosis and osteopenia if they have their gallbladder removed. And the reason is that if we lose our ability to very successfully digest fats, then our bodies have an impaired ability to utilize vitamin D. Essentially, vitamin D must be transported in a fat-soluble molecule.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it doesn't have that digested proper fats to move to the bones, then the bones are impaired because they can't utilize the vitamin D nearly as efficiently.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. That makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
And a lot of us lose our gallbladders when we are older. And again, this is an illness that affects 28 million Americans over the age of 50, and most of them are women. So I really appreciate you bringing that up. Very, very important point. Okay. Well, you are welcome. All right. Well, if there are no more questions or comments, and I really appreciate that information, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And this Thursday at noon, Jerry Tribble will be telling you how to get rid of those pesky parasites. So please tune in. Again, thank you very much, and we will look forward to seeing you this Thursday at noon. Bye for now.